United States Savings Bonds Division presents Guest Star. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Jeff Barker, greeting you on behalf of Guest Star, a transcribed feature program brought to you by this station and United States Savings Bonds as a public service. With it, we bring you this message. A secure future for yourself and your family is yours if you save for it through the regular purchase of United States Savings Bonds. Today's guest is the well-known motion picture star, Mr. Humphrey Bogart. He'll be heard in a special sketch immediately following the opening selection by the Savings Bonds Orchestra under the direction of David Rose. Mr. Rose's arrangement of Where or When. Special guest. He is featured in a brief episode based on early Mexican history, Incident in Freedom by Morton Friedman. Here he is, Mr. Humphrey Bogart.
I knew him from noon until midnight, and no more. But I shall never forget him. His name was Philippe. I heard him call that. That's how I know. We met at the fiesta at Rancho Gonzalez when everyone left. Only he and I took the old back trail. We rode in silence for what seemed to be hours, but was probably less. And suddenly, Philippe reined in his horse and called.
Hombre! Hombre, look here!
Now what is it, Philippe?
Look over here.
On this trail leading away from ours.
Footprint. About 10 horses' prints. And columns of two like a troop of soldiers.
Exactly. Soldiers. Not like our vaqueros.
Soldiers. Realistas. What should we do?
Do? We must hurry, hombre. We must hurry if we wish to catch them.
Shortly after nightfall, we caught up with them. Royalistas, all right. We dismounted and improvised mouth wedges with the handles of our whips to silence our horses.
Look at them. Sleeping peas.
Is it safe?
Caramba, whisper. Are you so tired of your neck?
I'm sorry.
No one's neck is a mistake. One can't afford to forget. You only have one neck.
What do we do now, Philippe?
Feel the wind in your face.
Uh-huh.
Good strong wind. If there were a fire in the back of their camp, the wind would...
burn it to a cinder.
Exactly. You know what to do, eh?
Yes.
Go around the north side. I'll go by the south near the munitions cart. Make several fires. And be quiet, hombre. Be quiet.
I crawled to the back of the camp, set several fires in the brush. Across the camp, I could see the glow of the blazes Philippe had set. And hurriedly, I crawled back to where we'd left the horses. In a moment, Philippe was there, too.
Pretty, pretty color, huh? Flamies. I wonder how they'll like it.
We'll soon find out.
Fire, you sport of buzzards! Fire like birds on a stick! Fire!
Please look! It's close, it's backfired the fire, it's going away from them.
Come on, hombre, saddle up, recharge them. They haven't organized now, we've cut them down like ripe grain.
But the tender are too.
Never count the enemy, hombre, fight them.
But
never mind, little yellow chicken, I go myself.
Hey, royalistas, fight!
Little pack! A whole company of rats!
Philippe charged through the camp like a demon gone mad, hacking with his blood-stained machete at the soldiers who were firing wildly. In their panic at this horseman who seemed to be a whole troop of devils. And suddenly, Philippe was through their camp, and he and his horse were lost in the darkness beyond. Then, there was silence. And the firelight flickered over several bodies, laying still. Very still. Eternally. And then, again the gallop.
Again! Again, Philippe attacked! His horse! Shoot for his horse!
His horse fell. Philippe sprawled to the ground, but swiftly got to his feet, his machete still in his hand, still slashing and cutting at the soldiers who were closing in on him. And all at once, the glint of a thrown knife caught Philippe full in the chest. And the red blood bubbled out of the wound. His arms dropped and his machete fell to the ground. Philippe fell on top of it. The soldiers moved in for the kill when...
Stop! Don't kill him!
It was the Royalista colonel. The men dropped back. Philippe just lay there on the reddening earth.
Why did you start all this, muchacho? Don't you know you can't win?
You're going to shoot me now, Colonel?
How many of you were there attacking us?
Two. But after we started the bonfire, the other one left. I got an itch to fight. I took off my shirt and pocket away. That's the way with us poor, Colonel. The hide heals, but the rags don't. And then I pay you my visit.
You? By yourself?
Just me, Colonel.
Don't lie to me.
Lie to you. I want no glory. This was for my country.
You have no country.
No, Colonel. This is my country. The plains beyond and behind us. The purple hills. The rivers. They tell me about the blood in my veins. My veins. This is my country. And you can't have it.
You fool. You stupid fool. This is part of the realm of the king. This is...
Colonel.
What is it?
He seems to be dead.
And he was. I hid until morning. After they left, I buried Philippe. Mounted my horse and left too. I met him at noon. He died at midnight. I'll never forget it.
Humphrey Bogart. We'll have you back again in a minute or so. Meanwhile, here is David Rose and the Savings Bonds Orchestra with Dancing in the Dark. Our guest, Humphrey Bogart.
There was a line in our little playlist today which keeps coming back to my mind. You remember it? This is my country. The plains beyond and behind us, these purple hills, the rivers, and the sea. There's something basic back of these words, more than mere patriotism. I call it active democracy. Here in America, we practice this active democracy every day. A good example of it is the fact that 80 million Americans are stockholders in the greatest country in the world through their purchase of United States savings bonds. I'm proud to be one of the 80 million myself, and I recommend saving bonds to you, all of you, as a splendid investment in your own future and in your own country. Thank you and goodbye.
You have been listening to Guest Star, a transcribed feature program brought to you by this station each week at this time as a public service. Today's guest was the noted screen actor, Mr. Humphrey Bogart, who appeared by special arrangement with Santana Productions. Assisting him in the play were Gerald Moore, Peter Leeds, and Norman Randolph Field. Louis Grass directed the play. Music was by David Rose and the Savings Bonds Orchestra. Join us again next week, and we'll have another fine star on our program. Meanwhile, this is Jess Barker, saying goodbye with the reminder that you can buy savings bonds easily and automatically through the payroll savings plan where you work, or if you're self-employed, through the bond a month plan where you bank.